Many cities along the Mississippi Gulf Coast are holding their first municipal elections tomorrow since Hurricane Katrina, and nearly half the mayors are not seeking re-election. One of the main reasons is hurricane fatigue. NPR's Debbie Elliott checked in with two of the outgoing mayors.
Xavier Bishop moved to Moss Point, Mississippi from Chicago in 2001, lured by the sleepy southern lifestyle where the Pascagoula and Escatapa rivers meet. City Hall is right on the waterfront, and that's where Bishop, just 6 weeks into his first term as mayor, was baptized by the rising waters of Hurricane Katrina.
I could look out my window and see the water making its way into City Hall, and once it began to seep through the door, I abandoned City Hall for the police station.
And the water followed. Downtown was inundated, and nearly half of the homes in Moss Point were damaged. Ever since, Bishop has been consumed with rebuilding the city, an overwhelming task for leaders in this town of 16,000.
We did not have in place the expertise to address the challenge that was before us. Rebuild your city, we were encouraged. Do it bigger and better than the way it was before, we were told. And we were all for it until we sat down and realized, where do you start?
Mayor Bishop works from a white trailer next to the damaged City Hall, which will soon be torn down. Bishop says it took 2 years and navigating a litany of red tape to get federal and state funds to help the city regroup. And citizens have grown frustrated with the slow progress. It's come with a price for Bishop.
Fatigue. I am worn out. I am battle-worn. I'm battle-scarred.
Bishop is one of five Mississippi Gulf Coast mayors who are not seeking re-election. One of them is embroiled in a Katrina fraud scandal, but the rest say they can't muster another 4 years of dealing with the storm's aftermath. That means a new crop of leaders will have to come up to speed fast. Of those calling it quits, perhaps the biggest surprise came in Bay St. Louis, where Mayor Eddie Favre is retiring after 20 years.
It was a tough decision, but I thought about it and thought about it, and I just couldn't find the spark. I've always said that if I didn't have all to give, I didn't belong, and this last 4 years has just really taken its toll.
Favre is a soft-spoken, animated character with a stout build and a quick laugh. Now 55, he was raised in this Bayside town of 8,000 near the Louisiana border.
It's still home and it always will be. When we get far enough away where we can't smell the salt air and hear the mullet jumping, it's too far from home. Too far from home.
The mayor is driving along the once washed out beach road where workers are trying to rebuild the city's infrastructure.
This is the area that's completely replacing all of the utility lines, and it'll also include the new sidewalks and road work and hopefully putting everything back to what it was pre-Katrina.
Favre admits the city wasn't prepared for the devastation that Hurricane Katrina brought. They had not set up shelters and didn't think many parts of town were threatened because they had survived the deadly Hurricane Camille in 1969. They were wrong. Katrina's 30-foot storm surge practically wiped the town out. And for Favre, there was a personal toll as well.
I came out of it with a pair of shorts, a pair of flip-flops, and a T-shirt. That's all I had left to my name.
Those shorts have come to have significance here.
Shortly after the storm hit, we had a meeting and the president came down. So I go to it, flip-flops, shorts, and T-shirt. You know, and everybody said, what are you doing? It's like, well, guys, no offense, that's all I have. I don't own a pair of long pants. This is it, period. And it came to signify that until the city was put back together, until it was made whole again, that I'd wear the shorts. And when you start dressing up, it kind of signifies that everything's okay, and everything's not okay.
The next mayor of Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, will have some short pants to fill. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.